This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Gujarat from today. He will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various infrastructure and development projects worth over 280 crore rupees in Ekta Nagar. The projects aim to enhance the tourist experience, improve accessibility, and support sustainability initiatives in the area. 653 officer trainees from 16 civil services of India and 3 civil services of Bhutan are part of the program. In Jharkhand, scrutiny of nominations for the second phase of elections is underway. 634 candidates have filed their nominations for this phase. 38 constituencies will go to polls in the second phase election on the 20th of November. Candidates can withdraw their nominations until tomorrow. In Maharashtra, the scrutiny of nominations for the single-phase assembly elections is also in progress. Nearly 8,000 candidates, including those from major political parties in ruling as well as opposition camps, have filed their nominations for the 288 assembly seats by the end of the process yesterday. The city of Lord Ram, Ayodhya, is ready to witness the grandest ever Deepotsav today to celebrate the first Diwali after the consecration of Ramlala at the newly constructed Ram Temple. The Uttar Pradesh government will aim for the Guinness World Record by lighting more than 25 lakh diyas on Deepotsav on the ghats of Ayodhya, including the Ram Ki Paidi. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, Union Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat and state ministers will be present at the event. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today administered the Oath of Unity in New Delhi on the eve of World Unity Day 2024. Minister of State for Health Pratap Rao Jadhav, Secretary of Health Purnia Salila Srivastav and senior officials took the oath. World Unity Day is observed every year on the 31st of October on the birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. The event aimed to honour the legacy of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, whose vision and leadership played a pivotal role in unifying the nation. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Nadda underscored that the foundation of Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat was laid by Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. He emphasized the importance of national unity in fostering a cohesive and progressive society. The Kerala government has constituted a special investigation team to probe the fire accidents that injured over 150 people during an event at Virar Kavu Temple near Nileshwaram in Kasargod. The accident, which happened late Monday night, was triggered by an explosion of firecrackers stored near the temple site. The district administration said that the additional district magistrate has been directed to carry out an inquiry separately into the incident and submit a report. Police said that the exact cause of the fire is still under investigation and a case has been registered against the temple authorities. In Jammu and Kashmir, amid an increase in violent activities across the Jammu region, including a series of attacks and encounters, security forces have increased vigilance and checks on the historic Mughal Road and its connecting areas. Our correspondent reports that Mughal Road is an inter-provincial route that connects Kashmir Valley with the twin border districts of Rajouri and Poonch in Jammu province and acts as an alternative to Jammu-Srinagar National Highway, NH-44. The security forces have strengthened all the motor vehicle checkpoints on the Mughal Road and its connecting areas to keep an eye on the movement of all vehicles and pedestrians from Jammu to Kashmir and vice versa. Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has reached Riyadh last evening on a week-long visit to Saudi Arabia. The aim of the visit is to deepen the partnership between India and Saudi Arabia. Our correspondent reports Mr. Goyal will participate in the 8th edition of the Future Investment Initiative, FII, in Riyadh, a prominent platform that convenes global leaders, investors and innovators. In tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian counterpart Matthew Ebden advanced to the men's doubles quarterfinals of the Paris Masters in France last night. The third-seeded duo defeated Alexander Zverev of Germany and Marcelo Melo of Brazil in the pre-quarterfinal in straight sets, 6-4, 7-6. And that is the end of this news bulletin.